So what happened to this man as he was taking the regorafenib?
So he started at 80 milligrams. He did really well. After the first cycle or month, the second cycle, we started him at 120 milligrams, and he tolerated that well. We did try to escalate the dose at cycle three. He could not tolerate that. The liver test started to get too abnormal, so we kept him at 120 milligrams, and he's been on that now for the last few weeks, and he's doing well. He really has been quite diligent about maintaining his hands and feet. He did have some blistering, particularly on his soles, but we did have a slight interruption, and that really happened at the first cycle. We stopped the drug for a week, let him recover, and then restarted, and he did really well. He's been very proactive, however, and very involved in his care, which I think is essential. This is a drug that you can't take lightly, and you really have to have the patient's buy-in for managing their side effects on really a daily basis to have a reasonable tolerance level.
And I guess, you know, when the drug was approved, the idea was it was a later line treatment, which more and more people with metastatic colorectal cancer are receiving. And we get beyond the usual therapies in terms of FOLFOX, FOLFIRI, bevacizumab, the EGFR antibodies, if they're eligible to receive them. And yet, when they studied this drug, regorafenib, in that late-line situation, they actually saw a survival benefit. And next thing we know, it was available. Any other comments about your experiences with this drug in terms of tolerability?
Well, again, I think the biggest key here is adequate patient education. I think it's a new drug on the market, and I think the oncological community is still becoming familiar with the drug, and gaining experience is key. But I think if we kind of don't go by the package inserts at the onset with the knowledge that if we start low and go slow, we ensure better tolerance with the hope that we can dose escalate after cycle number two, because that's really where you get the most amount of symptoms. I think that that takes some of the mystique away from that drug. And I think if we can do that on a more routine basis, we're probably going to have greater patient tolerability and ultimate hopeful success with the drug. Because I think it's a good drug. It's just you have to inform patients that, you know, these are the known side effects. This is your responsibility to make sure that you check for these things. And if there's any questions, you call me. There's a lot of resources out there to help patients also with educating on this process.